All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Behind the Wheel podcast. I am Jared, the marketing coordinator at Koenig.
And I am Doubt.
There we go. Before we get into our special guests, yes. Special guests being plural, we have two today.
Yes, special guests.
We're going to do a little in-house administrative stuff. First,
make sure you like and subscribe, please. Bing, bang, boom, right at the bottom screen. There.
And turn those notifications on so that you know when one of our videos goes live. We had Hype is Right 11 last week.
New video coming out this Friday, guys. Make sure to check it out.
All right. It's going to be an FAQ on wheel finishes. So all your questions about our wheel finishes and what to do with them, they will be answered. With that being said, I guess a little quick intro about our two guests. We have Finn and Zach from
Wilson from Bag Riders.
Bag Riders Woo! Is one of the leading.
Yeah, one of the biggest air ride distributors. One-stop drop shop all day. Love those boys. They're good guys. Let's bring them in. Hey,
what's going on? There we are. What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man. What's going on, you guys?
Yeah, just trying to stay cool. It's a little bit warm here in Vermont today.
I'm wearing a long sweatshirt.
The AC blasting.
About 85 over here in New York. But then tomorrow it'll be 65, so it's all right. You know, no big deal.
Yeah, it was 87 and then it rained, so.
I think we're supposed to get rain Friday, but either way, we're not here for the local news.
There you go. Right, we're here to talk about bags. We're
here to talk about air ride suspension versus coilovers. Boys, what can you tell us? We want to know, let's start out, what is air ride suspension for the people that don't know what air ride is?
So air ride suspension is there's a basic way that I personally explain to people the difference is that on a standard coilover, you're basing your ride quality on a spring. So it's a metal spring or some kind of composite spring. Whereas with air ride, I'm going to grab that, your air spring is this. This is your spring. This is what determines the quality of your ride, and also how high your car can go and how low your car can go. So without having to take your car apart and crank with a wrench, you can raise and lower the height of your vehicle, which is super handy and super fun.
I have.
As do I. I must say, it's definitely very convenient to be able to touch a button and have a whole mess of presets.
Whole different set of presets. It's great. Right. I've been on AirRide now for the last 8 years, daily driving on it. I've had no big issues regardless whatsoever.
Same. Let's see. I'm trying to think of how to word this. What are some of like the pros and cons of doing air suspension?
I mean, even just to start with some pros, obviously you have an adjustable height, which, you know, a lot of other suspension options do not offer. So, you know, you have a steep driveway, there's something in the road, a pothole, a speed bump. You can kind of adjust your car and air up and over those objects. I would say con-wise, the biggest thing would be is there are a lot of parts and pieces. But there are things to get around from that, and that is just take your time during installs and, you know, make sure all your fittings are thread taped properly, which we do have videos on.
We do. Definitely. So it's just YouTube, like, guys.
Yeah, we put out a bunch of content on sort of all the little ins and outs of air ride, because it is, I think a lot of people, when they haven't experienced air ride before, like, it's pretty scary. It's not, there's so many different things to think about. Mm-hmm. And really what we focus on is helping make sure that if you come to us or you want to do air ride, that you feel comfortable and confident doing it your first time and it doesn't feel like this big thing. Because we get it, you know, coilovers, like, yeah, they're easier to install. And at the end of the day, like, we know that. And so we do our best to create content and help out and work with customers in a way that makes it so that when they get to the end of it, they go, oh, that was easy. That wasn't that scary. Like, I want to do air on another car. You know, and I think, like, personally, the one con that I think a lot of people talk about is cost. But ultimately, like, I always kind of push back and say, well, that's not really a con, because if you're comparing, you know, a top of the line air ride suspension to a top of the line coilover setup, you're really not that far off in price. I mean, you could be looking at $3,000 for a full air ride setup. And if you went and got yourself some KWV3s or something similar, like, you could be looking at about $3,000 for a setup. So, you know, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about, you know, really where the pros and cons fall with air ride.
Now, if you had to do a bags versus coils, am I right?
Yeah.
What would you say for somebody who's, I want to drop my car, I don't know if I should go air ride or coilovers? How would you guys describe it to them?
I mean, obviously, it depends on your budget. Mm-hmm. So if you say, hey, I only have $1,000, I'm going to say, unfortunately, we don't really have a setup for that. Mm-hmm. So then we would recommend coilovers, which we do sell. We sell BCs, D2s, True Hearts, Fortune. So we love both air and coils. Our main bread and butter just happens to be air ride. So,
but we, you know, we're the one-stop drop shop.
Yes. Drop. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, we even have lowering springs.
Even lowering springs, guys, even if you really want to cut the budget a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Just don't cut springs.
Just don't cut the springs. Yeah, no. That's all we recommend.
So I think one of the questions that probably a lot of our audience has is, you know, do they make kits for, like, every car? And if they don't, like, how do you get around that?
Yeah, I mean, they basically make a kit for almost every single car. The best part about what we sell is we do have universal options. So it just takes a little bit of fabrication. You know, if you have to weld on ears to a lower mount or create something custom, we offer tons of universal bags and brackets. And there's basically almost no car you can't bag. Almost.
Yeah, I mean, it comes into play with, like, you know, so I run the social media and I do a lot of that stuff. And so a lot of what I do is having people, you know, asking, obviously, like, hey, do you make a kit for my car? And 9 times out of 10, we make a kit. We have a kit available. It's ready to put together. The times that we don't is usually, like, 2021 models. Mm-hmm. Like, really, it's usually either the car just came out or it's, like, a really niche run of production car. Like, I recently had a guy asking about, it was like an older Kia, you know. And it was one of those things where it's like, okay, you might be one of the three people in the world that's ever asked about this platform. And so there's probably not going to be a bolt-in kit. But what we always tell people is, you know, we sell what's, you know, BC coilovers with a conversion kit to turn them into air ride. So oftentimes, if we don't make a bolt-in air strut or we don't offer a bolt-in air strut, they can find coilovers, and then we have a conversion kit, and, you know, we'll just turn your coilovers into bags, basically.
That's nice. Now, that's not to be confused with, like, a cup over coil kit. I forget the exact terminology there, right?
Air cups.
Air cups.
So air cups are separate. Air cup is a spring, and then you have your little air piston at the top. Mm-hmm. And that's used for the minimal lift, essentially. Yeah. Versus, like, a bag over coil will literally take that spring off of the BC coilover and replace it with the bag.
Nice. What was I going to ask? I have these questions and then they just disappear. I know what I want to ask you. You know, when I bagged my car, probably about 7 years ago.
Is that a bagged Baja?
I know, right? There were definitely far less kits, per se, available. And the first time around, we had to do, you know, a whole universal build kit, and that didn't get the car low enough. So this is a long-winded way of asking, like, in your guys' opinion, how has the industry changed in terms of, you know, like, how air suspension has grown, you know? Because 7 years ago, I feel like there weren't nearly as many kits or options as there are now.
Yeah, I think so. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we see kits being created on a pretty astounding rate. you know, there's, I think especially in recent times, we know that, you know, a lot more people got into cars in the last 5 to 10 years. You know, I think especially with just the, like, Hollywood, you know, taking, like, the Fast, you know, franchise and blowing it up this extreme level of, like, now kids are really seeing, you know, cars and car shows have grown so much, and the community has grown a lot, and the culture has grown. And with that comes people bringing in these new cars. And there's also, you know, on top of that, this push for, like, uniqueness in car culture. And because of the push for uniqueness and doing new builds, it's meant that manufacturers have had to really put out products for a wider variety of vehicles. You know, you can't specialize in one thing anymore. You have to be, you know, multifaceted. Yeah.
It's just the demand that's happened. You know, Bagrage started in 2009, and you know how much air ride was out there then? Not much, because no, when it started, yeah, when it started, the owner was trying to buy air ride, and it was, you know, he was looking for all these parts and pieces and couldn't find it all together. And that's kind of when, you know, a little light bulb ticked and said, hey, I'm going to start putting the full package together. And, you know, I think the demand has just started getting higher. And that's the reason why more and more kits are becoming more available for all these new platforms and different platforms out there.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like every day I find a new car that I'm like, wow, I would have never guessed that someone had a kit for that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, was the one I found recently, it's the Chevy HHR, that weird redman thing. Dude.
That's great.
Yeah, some guy sent me a photo of it. It was bagged. It had underglow. It was all gloss white. He had some crazy wheels on it. I mean, it was one of those things of, yeah, like, you
underglow
know.
Is making such a comeback, and I'm like, not really yeah. about it, but I am at the what? Same time. I don't know. Again, I'm torn between it. I've even thought about putting it on my car just for laughs, but
oh man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get involved with that conversation right now, because
you know what you should do.
Judged.
Do it for yourself. Don't do it for others.
Oh, here we go.
Don't do it for the gram.
Like I'm playing Mario Kart down the road. That's what I think about. Whenever I see somebody driving with the mod, I'm just like, oh, it's Mario Kart. You got the rainbow.
You know, it's funny because me and Wilson were talking about this earlier, because we were talking about putting underglow on one of our builds. And just talking about, like, yeah, it weirdly has had this strange resurgence recently.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm just seeing it.
Came out of nowhere.
More and more.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's TikTok.
Well, and you
TikTok.
Well, and you know it's getting more popular when Formula Drift is, I believe they're, like, mandating it for the night portions of their events. So, like, that's how you know it's definitely getting a little bigger.
Yeah, now it's cool.
Now it's cool.
I'm reading a comment here from one of our viewers. He says, I would love a set of air cups, such a great balance of both worlds for motorsports enthusiasts, which I think is a really good segue to ask, like, are bags necessarily bad for performance?
No. I mean, we get asked that so often.
Yeah.
Actually,
you guys
recently
get that question all the time.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Yeah, yeah. It's like it's a very common one. I always have like a couple people that I'll always point folks towards. The number one person on Instagram, Sideways and Smiling, Miles is his name. He drifts. He has so much fun. He does time attack in a Subaru, and he drifts in a 350 or 370. I think 350Z. Yeah. And both of those are on air ride. We have customers who are flying down the drag strip doing, you know, 10-second passes on air ride. You know, we've got this one guy who has been going back and back and back. He's been adjusting, making changes, trying to be the fastest car in air ride.
That's awesome.
You know, we have
so
customers
cool,
who...
I'd love to hear that.
It's super cool for us because it really changes the stigma of air ride. And even recently, one of the pro drifters ran his Corvette C6 on air ride for Drift Week.
Matt Field.
Yeah, he was his. It wasn't his pro car. It was his separate car, and they used, I believe, I'm trying to remember which coilovers it was, but it was a coilover conversion kit that he did for driving between tracks. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have to worry about riding the car super low between courses. He could raise the car up with all the weight on it, and then when he got to the track, he would just slam it down and drift on it.
He was ready to go. That's
wow.
awesome.
I clearly am not on social media enough because I should
have known
that.
I should have known that one too, but that's new to me. That's which is awesome.
Miles is particularly interesting actually because I think he like always podiums.
Yeah, he's
like,
really
he's
good
ridiculous.
And yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. yep.
And he's also done, you know, it's one of those things of like people often make that comparison between like coilovers and air ride being that like you can't get the same performance, but like ultimately the performance comes down to like how you dial in your setup. You know, he's really dialed in his setup on his cars to make sure that he's getting the exact performance he wants out of them. And I think it's pretty obvious that like if he wasn't getting what he wanted out of it, he wouldn't run that system because he is doing it competitively. He is pushing to, you know, place podium. And if he thought he could do it better with coilovers, I'm sure he would go coilovers. So it's, you know.
That's awesome.
Gotcha.
Well, because I know there's different kits. You have like your Slam Series and then you have your Performance Struts.
Yep.
Give us a little bit difference on them too.
Yeah, I mean, just to break it down real quick, the Slam Series is a little bit more entry-level kit that doesn't offer some adjustments that the Performance do, such as a threaded shock body, so you can dial in your suspension a little bit more. And there's no compromise in between ride quality between the two. It's simply just a price point and kind of the options.
I have the shock body of a Slam Series here, so it's a fixed shock body.
Yep.
So there's no... The only height adjustment you get is from your actual air pressure.
Correct.
Versus on the Performance Series, you can thread the mount up and down and thread your bag up and down. You can make those adjustments to really dial in.
And there's also a dampening adjustment,
right,
too,
on
the Performance.
On the Performance, yep.
And depending on the car, you also have camber plates and everything.
Yep. That's awesome.
So just to stay on the Performance thing a little bit more, like, I guess what would you say to someone that was debating air ride versus coilovers, specifically in, you know, the realm of performance? Because like the reason why I'm asking is because like I'm thinking about drag racing, for example. Like ideally you want to save all the weight you can, and you know you have to have air compressors and tanks and all that stuff. So like what would you say to someone like that in terms of what they should potentially choose?
It's, you know, it's what's right for you. If you're looking to save weight, air ride is, I would say, just a little bit heavier than coilovers, obviously, because you have those extra options. You know, you can get a smaller tank. You can get smaller compressors that weigh less.
Yeah. And, like, I think if you're considering the weight-saving option, like, we know people who have gone for setups where they have just a tank and no compressors, and they have an external compressor that they hook up to fill their tank each time. Like people will do something like that to save weight, where really the only thing you're truly adding in terms of weight at that point is just a tank and lines. And lines are, they weigh nothing. They're plastic air lines.
Tanks.
And the tank weighs, you know, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, nothing too much. So, you know, I think it's personal. It really is personal preference, though. It's how you want to dial your suspension. I think the guy who I talk to all the time who has the BMW is doing drag racing, he loves it because after every single run, he doesn't have to jack his car up to make adjustments. You know, if he goes, all right, I need it to be a little bit stiffer in the rear, he's not having to get out of his car to even make that adjustment. He can just press a single button on his controller, make sure he's, you know, a couple PSI up, 10 PSI up, whatever it is, and then go straight back out and do another run.
Nice.
What, so in regards to like making those adjustments and stuff, I know there are, like different kits, for example, that Airlift makes, like 3P versus 3H. Can you talk about like those different kinds of kits and how those work?
Yeah, I mean, just to start off, so there's two different styles of air ride, I would say. There's, at least for digital managements, there's a pressure-based and then there's a height-based. So the way that works is if you hit your preset, you're going to go up to the same pressure every time with a pressure based, but with a height based, you're going to go up to the same height. Pressure does not equal height. So say if you have Finn and I in the back seats of the car and we air up to the same pressure, you could be squatting down a little bit because that preset could have been designed around you sitting in the front seat. So the height based system, it's going to go up to the same height regardless of what's in the car. You could have cinder blocks, you know, gas, groceries, all those kinds of things.
Yeah. And so there's sort of Airlift specifically. There's two main companies that we sell management from now, Accuair, which is back, and then Airlift. And both of them offer, you know, the different options. Airlift offers 3S, which is, you know, essentially a phone controlled, Bluetooth controlled management system. It's pressure based. It's time based, but it's pressures essentially. 3P, which comes with the physical controller. So you have the cool little Airlift controller inside, and you have your pressure presets and all of that. And then you can make the step up. And we always recommend long term that, you know, you should always aim to get yourself up to 3H, which has height sensors, which essentially attach to the body of the car and a suspension component. And there's a little travel arm that detects the actual range of movement. And you tell the system exactly how much travel you want it to have. And then from there, you can set your presets. So for the guys who have like really, really, really nasty fender to lip fitment, oftentimes they're running 3H because it means that they're going to hit the exact points they need to every time. You know, if they're going down the highway and they're shooting rollers, if they're just cruising around, they can make sure that they're at that same height every time.
Yeah, it's just a much more accurate system, 3H in particular. So that's why, I mean, we always try to preach that to people, but it is a little bit of a daunting task to install those height sensors.
Yeah.
But those height sensors are the same exact thing that you can find in buses,
yep,
ambulances, all mm-hmm. that stuff. Because if you think about it, with an empty bus, and if you had a static spring in the morning when nobody's on that bus, it's going to be stiff. And then when everyone gets on it, it's going to be super, super soft. So actually, all passenger buses have air springs in them.
Mm-hmm.
So
we also always get tagged in the I get tagged morning. A lot in like videos people take on the road of trucks that are equipped with Air Ride, because they'll always say Air Ride, like Air Ride equipment on board or Air Ride equipped.
Yeah.
Right. We'll always get tagged in that, where people are like, oh, that 18-wheeler's bag rider. That's kind of fun.
That's great.
Nice.
Now, what would you say to a guy who wants to daily on his Air Ride and he goes through winters? Is there any precautions or steps you would recommend to take?
The thing that we always tell people, at the end of the day, your Air Ride is only as reliable as you make it. You know, a properly installed system is going to be perfect. If you install everything correctly, like that, you're not going to have issues there. And so if you're set up correctly, you know, all of your fittings are sealed properly, your bags are adjusted properly, there's no rubbing, there's no issues with your wheels rubbing on the bags, there's no issues with any of that stuff, your clearance is proper amongst your lines. The only thing that we ever really, you know, recommend to people is in the winter to toss some air brake antifreeze in your tank, just to prevent any water that might build up from freezing. Because if you get frozen water in your lines, you could have a really bad day.
Yeah. Or more or less in your manifold. And,
yep. Yeah. And, you know, and it happens every now and again, but it's, you know, honestly, those kind of issues are pretty infrequent. And we have a lot of customers who daily their bagged cars, you know, year round, even in here in Vermont.
New York.
I mean, you can speak to it, like, you know what, like, you probably, what have you experienced, at least, you know?
I have never really experienced, like, before I started doing the antifreeze into the tank, I've had lines freeze to where I couldn't air up or just adjust. I had to wait until it, you know, thawed out a little bit, you know, by turning the heat on, just letting it rock for a little bit. But that's really the only issue I've ever had. I personally just changed out the front struts after 8 years of having it, thanks to Bag Riders, of course.
8 years.
Hey.
Congrats.
I daily the car. The car's got 145,000 miles on it. I've been on air for almost 100K.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again,
That's actually super impressive.
I get that a lot.
You must be
the
one of
the thing I actually do have to change, again, this is more New York roads, is the top bearing on the performance struts.
Yes,
that always
tends to
pillow ball bearing get loose, or, you know, again,
they do
New York roads.
It's prime time for anyone watching who might have Airlift Performance Series struts and has heard a weird clunking noise. We have a video about how to diagnose that pillow ball bearing and also how to replace it.
You definitely got to check out their YouTube, guys. If you're interested in going Air Ride or just need to know a little bit more, definitely subscribe to their YouTube channel.
Appreciate it.
Now, it looks like we have a question here. Are there any tools or extra parts that people with air suspension should keep in their car to help with any sudden failures?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah, that is a great question. We
did a video on that too.
Yes, we did.
We have two videos.
We have one video on what's called the air tool kit. So it's your, it's going to actually plug into your tank and give you the ability to have a tire inflator and also an air tool, like an air gun. And then on top of that, we also offer something called the AirRide Emergency Kit, which is basically like a collection of fittings and things that we have found over the years, fuses, things like that, that in the event of you having a failure in your system, it's all the first things to check. So it's all the first things that you could do to replace to, you know, get yourself back on the road. And we have videos on both.
Yeah. Yep.
Definitely check out their YouTube, guys. Nice. Looks like somebody wants to know a little bit more about the air cups over the coilover suspension.
Yeah, again, that's not really our bread and butter, but we do offer kits. We don't sell the cups individually. We sell the kit that Fortune Auto offers. And I can't remember the price right off of my top of my head, but I think it's right around $2,600 to $2,800.
I think, yeah, it sounds probably about that for most vehicles. The air cups, if you've ever seen, like, it's usually on higher-end exotic vehicles, they'll have, like, a front lift. Mm-hmm. Think of a cup kit like that. Essentially, the way it works is that you ride at a static height, and then it gives you some lift over that. One of the guys that we work with, Randy from the YouTube channel Eliminate, if anyone knows them, we recently helped him do an air cup kit on an NSX that one of the guys has. So he wanted to ride super low, but he also wanted to have the ability to lift himself up. Another guy is doing that who, you know, you can check out the Rub Doctor on Instagram. He has a really beautiful...
He's on Koenig wheels. That thing is awesome.
He is, yeah. He's on a cup kit too. And so it's the same thing. It's the ability to basically drive around static and just have that lift. So you're not really looking for going lower, but you are looking for the ability to lift up. And so that's where a cup kit helps.
But now, why couldn't you theoretically do that with a full air suspension kit? Like, I'm just trying to figure out what the benefit would be to doing the air the cup kit versus a whole, you know?
Yeah, so with a cup kit, you can only drive when the cups are aired out. If you air up the cups and try to drive, that's actually affecting your spring rate, and it's going to be super stiff, and it's going to ride really, really harsh. So those kits are only designed to drive essentially aired out, so on that single coilover.
So it's really like the purpose of a cup kit is strictly for that instance where you're like, all right, I've got a speed bump coming up. I'm going to get up over the speed bump, and then you're going back down. Mm-hmm. You can also run like a much smaller tank, and everything is much more condensed. Mm-hmm. So for instance, it was really helpful when Randy was working on the NSX, they could fit the whole AirRide system essentially into this tiny little compartment because they needed one single compressor and like, I think it was like a 1 gallon tank.
Yeah.
And that was all that was needed for that whole system.
Nice.
That's awesome, man.
What's the most unique vehicle that each of you have seen that's been bagged?
I mean,
oh God!
I think one of our, best customers. And would have to probably be like John Ludwig.
I knew you were gonna go that way.
Yeah,
he's got great builds. I love it.
Yeah, he's done it all and. We've helped him out for the last three or four cars, and he's
John's like mind is somewhere else. Wherever John's mind is, like,
he's always got a random build that you just don't even think about until you see it and you go, oh, wow. Now I remember that.
And he's customized each suspension just so much. It's crazy. You know, he's taking
just with the Polo build alone, this most recent one he did, it was like, he was taking like six different suspensions and like mixing and matching and welding. And he comes up with such unique concepts and ideas that, you know, we've always just kind of been like, he'll come to us with an idea and we're like, we'll do it.
Go for it. Yeah. Whatever you got.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's wild.
I've seen some weird ones though. Everything from, you know, mini, like really crazy, limited edition minivans to there's one elusive vehicle that I have searched for. I will forever search for photos of it. I only have a video of it, but it's a Ferrari F40 that is on air suspension.
It's a red one.
I know which one you're talking about, but Never seen photos of it.
Yeah. No, there's one video that exists on the internet. Mm-hmm. It's
I know exactly what video you're talking about.
Oh my God!
I will forever search for it.
Cry.
Oh, purists probably hate him.
The comments on the video are great. But my thought process behind Airride, and oftentimes we see this with like Porsches, for instance. You know, bagged Porsches often have this like people have this connotation that like you know, oh, bagging a car is going to ruin it. You know, you ruined the Porsche.
Right.
And you know, the thing that comes to mind every time is really just like I don't know. We all get into cars for our own reasons, and we all get into them to enjoy and love them. And someone made the decision to bag their Porsche because they loved what it looked like, and they loved how it turned out.
I would bag a Porsche. That's just me, though. I'd pretty much bag anything that I'm gonna have. Not a minivan, though. I won't have a minivan. I won't do
really?
That. No minivan.
I'm gonna send you some minivans right now. I'll change your mind. I'll send you some minivans that'll change your mind.
All right, maybe.
Talked you into it.
I'm very easily influenced.
I was going to say, you're a pushover, man.
A little bit. Until it comes down to pay, then I go, no.
Well, it doesn't look like we have too many more questions, and I think we pretty much covered everything there is to cover. So I guess the last thing we'll just have you do is, you know, give us all the details on, you know, where we can find you. Obviously, we talked all about the YouTube channel, but, you know, your Instagram handle, your website, and, you know, any shout outs.
Yeah.
And all that
of course, Bag Riders on Instagram, Bag Riders on TikTok, Bag Riders Air Suspension on YouTube, Bag Riders on Facebook, BagRiders.com, your one stop drop shop for all your air suspension needs. Yeah, we do it all. We're having a lot of fun. We're, you know, putting out a lot of really good content right now, trying to really cater to what customers are looking for in terms of their video content. Mm-hmm. You know, people want to know how to do things, and we want to share all the experience and knowledge we have about it. And at the same time, we want to have fun with it. And so, you know, you're not going to sit there and watch a 40-minute video of, you know, someone slowly explaining what to do. You know, we're going to have fun. We're going to make them quick. And we've really been enjoying, you know, going down that avenue.
Yeah, we're at the end of the day, we're just trying to do what's best for the customers, and mm-hmm. you know, straight and forward to the point, I think, is key these days. So
yeah,
awesome. That's awesome to hear.
I was gonna say, aside from the fact that we are both on air suspension, I think one of the reasons why I also wanted to have you guys on was specifically because you are starting to make educational content, mm-hmm. which is right in line with what we do here. So like we totally get it, man, and we love what you're doing so far. We
appreciate
hope it
that
grows.
Yeah
I think we've all seen, at least in the last year or two, automotive brands realizing, you know, that people have a desire to watch videos and to learn more, and I think it's been really awesome for us to jump into that and you know, be able to make even the most mundane things like how to cut airline fun and exciting. And
yeah, I watched
worth,
that video.
You know, watching.
That was a good one.
Yeah. And then at the same time, of course, you know, we're still, you know, doing some fun things. You know, we're bagging Teslas and putting Blitzo 3s on cars
that
will release
thing
at some point
this year. Just everybody wants to mod a Tesla, and I love it. I love seeing it. And you see a couple of guys that do like the Duracell battery tank, and like, God. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's awesome. Mm-hmm. I think, what do you guys got?
We haven't gotten that far.
Is that a Model Y or a Model 3?
That's a Model 3.
Yeah, that's a Model 3.
Rear wheel drive one.
Yes, that's a rear wheel drive one. Yep. And then we've got Wilson's LS400. And then we have our Jack Stand project car.
I've watched that build come to play, and I love every second of it. I love
it. Yeah, we're excited. We've got parts.
I remember
parts
when
on
that
route.
Car was silver, and no.
Oh, you're talking about the Lexus.
I'm talking about the Lexus.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, and it's still in progress. You guys know how it is.
It's a never ending list. It's a never ending list. I have my list that I have to go work on too right after we get off of this. Yeah. After we get off of this.
Like Jared, I followed your Baja build for a while because I had an Outback.
It's
so
a
like
bad Baja, bro. I remember.
I remember going
to Soho in 2015, and I swear we couldn't drive around anywhere without somebody going, "Dude, is that a bagged Baja?" And we went with one of our buddies, Germ, who had a bagged Ford Edge. Oh, so God. It was just a mishmash of bagged vehicles that we were rolling into. And
the takeaway, audience, ladies and gentlemen, you can bag anything.
You can bag anything you want, anything. No matter what. You have an idea, you want to put it to pen and paper, you contact these guys, they'll be able to make
it happen
for you.
We'll make it happen.
And I think that's a really good way to end this. So we are going to let you guys go and get back to work. But follow them on Instagram. Check out their YouTube channel. All that good stuff.
Make sure to like and subscribe.
And we will catch you guys later.
Later, boys. Awesome. It was good seeing you.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you very much. Later. Enjoy your evening.
Well, awesome. That was fun.
That was interesting. Yeah, that was great. Man. I love it.
Got to do a little like memory lane at the end.
Oh, but, yeah, a little memory lane. Gotta love it.
Also give plenty of info on air
suspension. So it looks like we don't have any more questions for you guys today. We might have even covered everything and
I think
no
so.
Questions. But either way, if you have any more questions on Air Ride, please definitely check out Bag Riders Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, whatever you got. They're on it. So I think that's us signing off for today.
Yeah,
guys, make sure you like and subscribe to our page, which I think was down there.
We got a new piece of content coming out this Friday, as we do every Friday. So stay tuned, and we will catch you on the next one.
Later, guys.